Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, I'm here with Jacob. He's a student at USA Schools, and we're going to be talking a little bit about educational technology and how Jake feels that it engages students in learning. And today is January 17th, and then this is episode one. Jacob, how do you think technology, or what technology most affects you in school or engages you in school? What's your favorite thing to do with technology?
Technology like the internet, using the internet sometimes helps. Sometimes, like to find information that's not in it, that we can't find in a library. But sometimes, well, of course, sometimes it's just as hard. Sometimes it's because of all the fact of how many things that are on the internet.
So in other words, at times there's an information or a glut of information on the internet, and that can impede finding research because there's so much stuff on particular subjects, or finding out which areas are actually good websites. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Uh-huh.
Are all websites on the internet good sites just because they're on the internet? Are they valid research?
No.
So do you feel that you have been given the tools to find valid sites, to know which ones are reputable and good information?
Yeah.
You think that the instruction that you've been giving helps you then to find which are good, valid sites with good information?
Yeah.
Do you think the internet is a useful tool in education?
Sometimes.
And what times do you think it is a good tool?
When we need to look up research for a certain topic.
Is there any other times that the internet can be used as a good tool? Like online learning, would that be a good use of the internet?
Yeah, I think so.
Are there times that the internet could be bad for kids? Are there any instances that you can think of that wouldn't be good for educational purposes?
Sometimes when kids look up music and waste time by looking up other stuff that's not needed to be blocked.
So in other words, there's time wasters out there on the internet that can distract you from your research and work that needs to be done?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff have you looked up in the past that you wouldn't have been able to find without the internet? Is there any instances you can think of, things you looked up or found research and found just specifically on the internet, how to do any things? It could be things outside of school even that have educational learning value.
When I looked up fuel cells, I found information that was very useful.
Okay, well, thank you for taking some time spending with us and helping us on this podcast and understanding better how technology affects our young people and what the thoughts are of our young people and as it relates to technology instruction and integration. We'll conclude this podcast, and we just want to say thanks to everybody out there and have a good weekend.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.